I'm Susan Young, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is the National Board meeting of December 5th, 2024. The time is, what time is it? 8. My phone, can somebody say the time?
8:37 p.m. on the East Coast.
Okay, great. 8:37 p.m. And will the secretary please take the roll?
Indeed. Irene Adams. Sorry, did I speak over Irene?
Irene's muted at the moment.
I'll come back around. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Teresa is here. Kaja Brown?
Present.
Thank you, Kaja. Donna Carter? I'll keep going. Paul DiRienzo? Jim Dingaman?
Here.
Thank you, Jim. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Here.
Thank you, Vanessa. Fred Dodsworth?
Here.
Thank you, Fred. Jan Goodman?
Present.
Thank you, Jan. Heather Gray?
Here.
Thank you, Heather.
Donna?
Yeah, I said Donna and then nothing happened. So was that you, Donna?
Yes, it was.
All right. Gotcha. Donna Carter's here. Okay. Avalia Jones is not yet here. I believe she said she would likely be late. Zach Caldvier?
Here.
Thank you, Zach. Marianne Martinez?
Present.
Thank you, Marianne. Darlene Pagano?
I'm here.
Thank you, Darlene. Ron Pinchback?
Present.
Thank you, Ron. Got you. Myla Reason?
I'm here.
Thank you, Myla. Sean Rhodes?
I'm here.
Thank you, Sean. Serene Roberts?
Present.
Thank you, Serene. Minerva Sanders?
Present.
Thank you, Minerva. Harvey Wasserman?
I believe he'll be late.
We think he'll be late. Okay. Egberto Willis?
I think he'll be late.
Okay. Susan Young?
Yes, here.
Okay. Let me go back up to the top and catch a couple people who didn't respond. Irene Adams?
Here I am, Julie.
Thank you, Irene. And Paul DiRienzo, I think you fell off. Yeah, gotcha.
I'm here.
Great.
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then the only people we don't have are Avalia Jones, Harvey Wasserman, and Egberto Willis, who all said that they would come late. So that is quorum, but let me keep going. Stephanie Wells?
Here.
Thank you, Stephanie. We don't expect Arthur Schwartz. Julie Hewitt, I am here. And then we have a couple of guests this evening. But we have one guest this evening, Jerome Edge, who's, one of the affiliate representative candidates. So I'll go ahead and say you're here, Jerome.
Hi there.
All right. Thank you. Yes, Madam Chair, we have quorum.
Okay. So we've gotten through the, preliminary items. Let me read the report out. From the executive session of November 21, the PNB met in closed session to discuss confidential legal and personnel matters. Excused absences, we don't have any at the moment. We have a couple of timekeepers, I believe. One is Fred has agreed to serve for individual speakers, and Marianne Brava has agreed to serve for agenda items. My understanding from Julie, who has been through these things before, is that the affiliate representative director's election is supposed to happen at the beginning of the meeting, so we have it scheduled even before the agenda. And the candidate introductions, we have scheduled for 6 minutes, so that's 3 minutes each, Q&A for the board, 9 minutes. And then we will consider the motion that is required for conducting the election. May I ask,
Chair
Jerome?
This is Sean. Chair,
yes.
This is Sean.
Yes.
Before we get into all of that, I just want to bring to your attention there should be two report outs. Remember, at the end of the last one, I pointed out that the report out that we had agreed to in that meeting pertaining to an earlier meeting regarding the NES was to be read out at the next meeting, which was today. You know the motion that Donna Carter worked on? With
No, I absolutely remember. I thought we had read it out last week. Apparently we didn't.
No.
Thank you for the reminder. And if there is no objection, we'll read it at the December 19th meeting.
Thank you.
Sean, thank you for the reminder. By the way, Sean is always on top of everything. So, candidate introductions. May we start with Jerome Edge? You're welcome. And please tell us who you are and why you're agreeing to serve.
Well, hey, everybody. My name is Jerome Edge, and I am a community radio broadcaster with KSVR 91.7 FM based out of Mount Vernon, Washington. And I've been in the midst of community radio for going on two decades now. I've seen some really, really cool journeys that I've been able to undertake from I've been to the Middle East, Argentina, going to Africa. And I just really see the power of community broadcasting. And not only globally to, you know, my own community to just, there's just so much power in what we do. And I'm someone who really, I guess you could say who I am is really someone who is, just really a broadcast minded guy who I think I could really provide a very useful, unique insight, here on the board.
Thank you very much. And may we hear from Kaja, even though we are already familiar with him.
Good evening. Again, my name is Kaja Brown. I'm the GM at KRDP in Phoenix. I have actually enjoyed the last year serving with you all. Maybe because I'm just as crazy as some of you have come to realize. But I think that this next year is going to be very critical for Pacifica, but not just community media in general. And I think that the work that we've done this year, I would love to continue to build upon that. So
thank you. Thank
keep
you.
Keep it simple.
Okay. Now questions from the board. Jim Dingman's got his hand up, and this is 9 minutes.
Okay, fire away.
Okay, guys. All right. So I'm wondering how aware you are of the fact that Pacifica is specifically targeted in Project 2025, and that we could be in a whole situation of hurt with NSCE licenses pulled, which is also argued in the GOP's agenda. I want to know what you guys think we should do about something like that. What are you going to do if you're on the board and we're faced with a very serious issue like that, with Pacifica being threatened by the incoming House majority in the Congress and in the executive branch? What would you guys do? What are you going to do about that?
You want to take it? Or?
Why don't you go ahead, Kaja?
Well, it's not a laughing matter, Kaja. I mean,
No. Jim, we believe you me, Jim.
No,
enough.
I'm just thinking personally. That's a pretty loaded question.
So Kaja, then Jerome. And we've got three more people up on the stack.
Well, I think that it's not about just one of us having a decision on how we want to combat that. I think we need to do that as a team on the board. But in terms of an idea, I think that we need to lay into making sure that we are building our communities, that we are a community as an organization, and that we are helping our local communities understand the direness and the real threat that that can impose on us. Not just, yeah, I mean, if Pacifica falls, that can lead to other stations, especially affiliate stations falling too. I think right now, the thing that we need to focus the most on is apparently this House bill that is targeting nonprofits in general, because I think that's probably the first line of defense, is making sure that we protect nonprofit status. And then, I mean, I'm still trying to understand what it is they think they're gonna do to Pacifica, other than, I mean, because it's not like we're getting CPB funding. I mean, a lot of our funding is coming directly from listeners. So I'm still thinking that answer through, to be honest with you, in processing Project 2025 and what all of that means.
Jerome, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I think I, in fact, do agree with Taja. I mean, we live in a really, really scary time that is soon to come down the pipe. And I didn't actually know that, like, organizations like us are targeted in Project 2025. That's kind of scary. But I think what's important most of all is not from a sense of, like, myself as an individual, but from my sense of coming together with the team to figure out how we best combat these issues and things. Like, if it is a matter of seeking out different kinds of funding, to seeking out, basic challenges or things of such. I just think there's so many aspects as a team that are just important to come together and really figure out the best ways to combat kind of the uncertain world that's kind of a bit of a minefield that's turned out in front of us.
Okay, we've got three people on the stack to ask questions. Fred, and 90 seconds per question.
Mine is really simple. How many people are we voting for?
Two.
And how many people are applying?
Two.
Okay.
No, the sorry. Deadline for nominations was November 15th, okay, as the secretary reminds me.
I'm fine.
Great.
Thank you.
Teresa?
Okay. Good to see you, Jerome. You say you've worked with community radio for 20 years. How old were you when you started? 10 years old?
No. I was actually, I know I got the youthful face, but I was actually 19 when I first started. Yeah. And I'm 39 now.
Okay. And you say you've been to, I think, Argentina, and you've been Africa. Have you started
to Jordan?
Jordan, have you tried to start radio stations?
No, I haven't. I mm-hmm. have had projects though, like collaborations with various fellow broadcasters in other regions and countries. Yeah, I've had different collaborations where we've, kind of like culture shared and really came together and provided content and programming that, we were just really mm-hmm. shared amongst our separate communities.
Okay. And KSVR is just really hands-on, isn't it, as a station?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Kind of like,
90 seconds, Teresa.
Okay. I kind of like Boulder's community radio.
And we're bilingual also.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. Thank you very much for the input. And thank you, Kaja. Good to see you.
Jan?
Hello. So thank you, Jerome, for being willing to join us. I'm super happy about that. I was wondering, you said that you were a broadcaster, and I'm wondering, like, what are the things that you do at the station? Or is it like everybody does everything? Or are you like a journalist or the general manager or all of the above? Or how does that work at your station?
I'm a man of many hats, to be To be honest, I do 2 hour, right now I'm doing a 2 hour long show called The Re-Up, which is a public affairs kind of slash hip hop program aimed at young people where, you know, I do everything from DJ to, I'm actually out in the community gathering freelance journalism stories, for the radio station and content material.
Great. Okay. And do you do something else in your other life to pay the rent or?
I do. I currently, unfortunately, I am on unemployment, sadly, but, mm-hmm. We're going to change that pretty soon.
Uh huh. And what do you like normally do?
I normally work in, drug and alcohol, co-occurring mental health disorder treatment. So dealing with individuals with, substance use disorder, issues and co-occurring mental health, issues as well.
Oh, great. Okay. And so are you a volunteer at the station? Is it mostly an all volunteer station?
Yeah, we're all volunteer.
Okay. Awesome. All right. I'm at some point love to hear more about how your station works, but I'll pass on to, so we can vote you in.
1 minute. Yeah.
Okay. I think that Heather. Yeah, we're absolutely up on the 9 minutes. Heather, did you have a question?
Oh, I was just wanting to say, I guess we have a lot of us here who have been around to a lot of different countries, and that includes me, as far as media is concerned, in Australia and Singapore, southern part of Africa as well. So anyway, we're blessed, you know, Pacific is blessed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the next thing that we do is to consider the motion on electing affiliate representative directors. I'm going to read it. Whereas Article 5, Section 4 of the Pacifica bylaws specifies that at a board meeting in December each year, the directors present and voting, excluding any then current affiliate or at-large directors from the vote, shall establish a protocol for balloting and shall elect 2 affiliate representative directors from the nominees submitted by affiliate stations and or affiliate station associations using the single transferable vote method. Resolve that these affiliate representative director elections shall be conducted via electronic ballot, with the secretary sending ballots via OpaVote software. Further resolved that all currently serving directors, excluding any affiliate directors, are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions and ballots via email on Friday, December 6, 2024, and that the polls shall close on Sunday, December 15, 2024, at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The outcome of the election will be announced by December 18, 2024, and the successful candidates will be seated with the other elected directors at a meeting in late January. Is there a second for that motion?
So moved.
This is Myla. This is Myla, I second, and I also announce the arrival of Miss Avalia Jones.
Thank you, Myla. Point of order question.
Yeah, hang on just a second. Avalia, would you be kind to say your name?
I would. Avalia. Here.
Great. So we recognize you're here. Jim. Fred, your point of order.
Can we just, since there are only 2 candidates, can we just do a vote of acclamation and skip all this
baloney? Julie has the answer for us because she's been through this more than once.
Yeah. So parliamentarians have assured me that where our bylaws say that we have to take a ballot, or, you know, how we decide something is by taking a ballot and giving a specific balloting method like STV. We can't cut corners and do it by acclamation. Trust me, folks, it won't take a whole lot of votes to make this work out. And, you know, I'll just send reminders to people to make sure that, you know, we get votes, but, you know, you're all probably smart enough to have figured out the outcome.
Can we count to two? Okay, are there other questions? Is there any objection to the motion as read? Sorry, Heather, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I'm just wanting to thank the board so much. I've enjoyed being on the board all these many years. So thanks, everyone. Thanks for the great work. And I of course, I'm going to continue doing the work too, though.
So let me just say, and I know that this, so I'm assuming there are no objections to the motion as read. Heather, you have been an amazing resource to Pacifica. You've served on this board for many years. You've been president. Chair. You've been vice chair. You've been head of committees. You have been a phenomenal advocate for affiliates. So we're very pleased if you will stay involved. So thank you. Thank you. I know I express for everybody. Fred.
Yeah, I'd like.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'd like to also thank Heather, but I'd also like to ask Heather if she and I had talked at one point about ways in which we might get the affiliates more deeply engaged. And now that you're no longer on the board, I'm really hoping that we can both put together our heads and figure out a way to get the affiliates on the stream, on the network, and growing our system. I'm hoping that we can do that.
So Susan, can I respond to that?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. I look forward to having a discussion with you about it. But as I said earlier at the very beginning, I sent to the board a listing of all these radio stations in Africa. I think there's a lot that Pacifica can do, and all the affiliates as well. We need to make this a national and international entity, in my opinion. Okay, good. So let's do it. Heck, let's do it. Thank you.
Brava. Okay, so now we get to tackle the actual agenda for the open session. And Jerome, you're welcome to stay for the open session. You might see what it's like. When we get to closed session, it's only those who are currently voting members of the PNB and have signed non-disclosure agreements that can be in executive session. So we will ask you to kindly bow out when we get there. Okay. So let me read the agenda. It's 5 minutes to approve the agenda.
I was just going to say, I've actually got to cut a little early. I've got a show here shortly. I got to get ready for.
Okie dokie. Leave when it makes sense for you. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And so I don't interrupt. I just wanted to say, you know, I really appreciate all you guys for allowing me to be here this evening and taking a little bit of your time.
It's well worth it. We appreciate it. We appreciate you. Okay, back to the fun of the agenda. Number four is ED report and questions and answers. Only 10 minutes because we have got important stuff to get done in executive session. Committee reports continued from October 17th meeting. 20 minutes for our time taker. Audit committee, 2 minutes. Finance committee, 8 minutes, and there are some actions. Personnel committee, 10 minutes. Let me get to the next thing. I'm screwing up my papers. Six, old business, and that is motion from Paul D. Ranzo about Gaza and motion from Serene Roberts regarding subcarrier income. And those are both in the appendix. New business, 5 minutes. Motion to move into closed session at a time no later than 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Is there any objection to the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Ron and Jim.
Hold tight.
There's two hands up.
You got my hand up.
sorry, Ron, then it isn't approved. Ron, so is there a second to the for the agenda?
Jim, get in a second.
Thank you, Jan. Ron.
My objection to the agenda is the item from the personnel committee. The 10-minute item from the personnel committee. These documents that this document that was sent out to us
We have not had a chance to discuss it. It has very, very severe implications, even legal implications. I would like to table that until the 19th for discussion, because this also has to be approved by the LSB. It would be irresponsible for us to, for me as a representative of the LSB, to vote on this tonight. So that's my request. I would like to see that motion tabled until at least the 19th, to give our LSB members an opportunity to review this with their LSBs. And Arthur Schwartz.
So, I'd like to ask, I think that was one of the things to be considered when there is the personnel report, but the personnel report will also reference the ED evaluation. Is there any objection to postponing consideration of that agenda item until December 19th? Darlene, can't hear you.
And Jan.
And Jan, you as well. So, Darlene.
Let's use the time that's on the agenda to begin the discussion, because handing it out and about without any background is my idea of irresponsible. So I would say if the issue is we haven't discussed this enough, then let's start discussing it now.
Madam Chair, that doesn't address my concern. My concern is that we need time to discuss this with our LSBs. So if you're saying you can discuss this without taking a formal vote tonight.
Yes.
I could work with that, but I cannot vote on this measure without consulting, the members of our LSB.
I believe that Darlene's proposal is that we start the conversation tonight, but there is no vote tonight.
Right.
The vote would be December 19th. Is that correct, Darlene? I can't hear you, Darlene.
You're muted, Darlene.
Hold on. Okay. Yes, I deliberately did not say we'll vote on it tonight. I said start. We start the discussion tonight so that people are more confident of what it is they're looking at.
But that yes, Ron, you go back, talk to the LSBs, all of that, and then come back for a vote December 19th.
Point of information.
Chair, this is Sean.
Who asked for that, Sean?
Yes. Just for the record, I'm seconding Ron's motion, just so that it's on the record that there's a second for it. So
excellent.
We'll proceed as we said, but I'm seconding his motion.
Is there any objection to Ron's motion as elucidated by Darlene?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to be clear, though, that there should be no vote taken on this measure until each station has an opportunity to discuss this with its LSBs. That might not be accomplished by the 19th. That's my concern. So, I prefer the language that there will be no vote taken on this until the LSBs have been consulted. Once that's done, then, we can go ahead with the vote.
Point of information.
There might be a vote in January. I think the LSBs need to make this a priority for conversation. There are more people with their hands up. Jan was next, I think. Then yes. Jim.
Well,
Teresa.
Ahead of Jan.
I'm after Jim.
All right.
Okay.
I would like this motion read out to the public so they can hear what we're talking about, because they don't have any idea what we're talking about.
It would have been read under the committee, And so what I suggest is we wait for it to be read under the committee. When we when we had the discussion, Jim, we'll be having the discussion in committee.
All right. Well, I have to differ, because if we're talking about, this is the motion that has to do with the role of the LSBs and selection of general managers and program directors. Is that correct?
Yes.
This does indeed.
Remind me to everybody, we're on agenda approval, and right now we're making motions about whether to deal with this item or not. So I want to continue with the agenda approval, understanding that this motion will be discussed in committee.
All right, let me just state quickly.
In committee or under committee reports?
Right.
All right, let me just state very quickly. I'm going to read the bylaws. The bylaws state very quickly to screen and select a pool of candidates for the position of general manager of his respective radio station.
I'm finding you out of order, Jim, because you're discussing the motion, not the agenda.
Call the member out of order. You are not recognized
by the chair, Jim. And you are disrupting our ability to proceed.
I'm not disrupting it. I'm pointing out it violates the bylaws.
Yes, you are. Serene is next. Right, Serene is next, then Teresa. Serene, 90 seconds.
My question is not about this particular item. It's a different question. I'll wait till you guys are finished with it.
Okay, but it is about the agenda? Is it about the agenda?
Yes.
Okay, so what is your question?
But Darlene, where is the National Office budget? I couldn't find it. When did you send it?
Well, I couldn't find it either at the top of my list, so I thought other people couldn't as well, so I just resent it. So it should be right at the top of your email.
Right, but when was it sent to us initially? Because if we're just getting it, I don't think we can vote on it.
After the Finance Committee voted to approve it back in November.
Is there a date that you can offer?
Darlene, we can't hear you.
No, I can't right now. I have not a screen left to look at. I resent it to the whole PNB just now when I was looking through papers about how this agenda is going to go. And I said, I know somebody's going to step up and say, I can't find the National Office.
So let me make a suggestion that when we get to that point, Serene, make a motion to postpone until the December 19th meeting. All right, Teresa.
Sure.
90 seconds, Teresa. Speak up, Teresa.
He's muted.
Okay, Teresa. I'm sorry. I believe that, I'm not opposed to postponing the decision about, about GM searches to the meeting on the 19th. Although I do think that the PNB is the decider on this issue.
Teresa, you're discussing the motion. You are not discussing
right.
the agenda.
So I'm just saying, I'm responding to the comment that Mr. Pinchfack feels that
Teresa, I stopped him and Jim Dingaman because you're discussing the motion. You're not discussing the agenda. Jim?
All right.
Well, I can see that the old business that I had with all those different proposals for committees has been removed. I would ask that we put on the agenda a discussion about what people think about the direct threat to Pacifica that is evident in the plans for this new administration. I haven't heard anybody talk about that at the national level, and I think it's about time we do that. So I ask that that be included as part of an open discussion
tonight.
So, Jim,
with the board.
Please.
Yes, I'm asking please. For the agenda to be changed to include that. Yes, indeed.
That'll be new business.
No.
And
all right, Teresa, thank you. You answered the question. Thank you.
Okay. So, are there any further objections to the agenda? All right, the agenda is approved, and these various issues will be addressed for those agenda items.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I just point out that Director Harvey Wasserman has entered the Zoom.
Harvey, please say hello.
How are you doing, everybody? No nukes.
Okay, great. Now we're committee reports. May our timekeeper keep up. Oh, no, sorry. ED, Q and, Q&A, 10 minutes.
Thank you. On the ED report that was sent out, it was mostly based on financials. And at the top, we have our known aged payables. Also included is the loan information from FJC. So our total payables at this point is $542,494. I want to thank our general counsel, Arthur Schwartz, for providing us with a 50% reduction of our outstanding balance with his firm. So he reduced our bill by $117,914. For the loan information, our outstanding principal with FJC, with the notification in the letter that we got just a couple of weeks ago, our outstanding principal on the FJC loan is at $1,945,201, and our first payment is due December 31st of $29,991. So we will be making that payment before the due date. We then move down to our central service payments and bank balances and such, but I do want to point out that we do have more stations that are now paying our central services. The affiliate network continues to pay on a regular basis. The number on the chart there is the amount of central service payments that the national offices receive through the month of November, but then I also added the first few days here in December because a lot of the stations will pay in the very first week. So the affiliate network is paying. So far, they've given us for the month of what they are promised or in the budget to do of $3,200. KPFA has paid $51,999. KPFT has paid $11,884. And WPFW wanted to get caught up in their past due central service payments, and so they sent over a payment of $25,280. So we thank those stations and divisions for doing that. And then also on the list is a spend down of the proceeds from the sale of the building. The only changes that we have on that are we continue to help cover the payroll shortfalls for KPFK. We paid the healthcare advance for KPFK as well. And then we're also covering their office rent for this upcoming month. And another thing that KPFK is doing right now is that they have launched in FundDrive right now, as are many of the stations, but KPFK just launched a special fund drive to do repairs at the transmitter. And what we're trying to do is to get the transmitter because due to many years of deferred maintenance at the transmitter site. They've been operating at only half the power, but they've started a drive to amplify. We're kind of writing it as amplifying our impact, literally, is that they're ready at this point to increase the power at the station in order to reach more listeners, improve broadcast quality, and then connect with more communities. But what they need to do to upgrade the station's power is we need to install new power supplies for the transmitter. We need to replace the ice shields for the antenna, upgrade the cooling system for the control building, and adding a new dry line dehydrator unit. And the basic part of those, just to get that phase started, basically is $20,000. We've already had an anonymous donor give us $10,000 that will be used as a match. And we have someone else that's actually came in at five, and then we're looking at another pledge of 30. So They've already exceeded the goal that was necessary, but any additional funding that will be coming in will be directed toward keeping that maintenance at the transmitter site so we don't run into this issue as we move forward. So kudos to KPFK for launching that campaign and then having success within just the first few days. Does anybody have any questions?
We have several people on the stack. Serene, then Myla, then Jim. Serene, 90 seconds starts now.
Thanks. Can you hear me, Stephanie?
Yes.
Okay. What is the central services rate for the affiliates?
The affiliate central service is also 15%, but that what's been budgeted for this upcoming year as approved by the National Finance Committee is $3,200 per month.
Is that your question, Serene? Is there something else?
And that 32, I'm speaking. And that 32 is based on what? The past 2 years, the past year,
But as per the National Finance Committee, when we budgeted out everyone's central service payments, it was 15% of revenue from the year prior. So we're looking at 2023.
Okay. Thank you.
Myla, then Jim, then Fred, then Jan. Myla.
So Stephanie, can you tell us what is the total amount needed at this time to complete the retrofit of the KPFK tower, including labor as well as materials?
Well, we're having the labor. We were fortunate enough to be able to get some individuals that are willing to, licensed individuals to climb the tower as an in-kind gift. We just have to get some additional insurance for them, but they're doing that in kind. But right now, to get those first things that are needed to be done, we need $20,000. The overall tower repairs in the big picture are close to $250,000. But the goal right now is to get the tower back up to full power and to get the ice shields in place prior to the start of winter.
So when do you anticipate having the whole $250,000 job completed?
I have absolutely no idea. We have to launch a fairly large capital campaign for that. But some of the individuals that have already provided us with the funding of the past few days are willing to, we've had further discussions with them about supporting this project moving forward. But as with any capital campaign, there's a whole process to launching capital campaigns is that you have a lot of, you set your goal, you kind of, I mean, we can talk, I don't know if this is the time to talk about it, but in general, capital campaigns, you kind of create this pyramid of giving and you have sort of your large donors on the top and then you reach down to have multiple donors on the bottom and you
have an additional, I have an additional question. Mm-hmm. And that is,
two more minutes.
Was any of the money from the proceeds of the sale of the KPFK building allocated for the tower repair project?
We have used some of it already for some of the immediate repairs, but not actually from that. We haven't used any money from the sale of the building. The national office has covered some of the immediate repairs, but we're doing a drive right now just to get this part done so we can save the proceeds from the sale of the building to help offset the operating costs that we've been covering at KPFK for a while now.
So we're at the 2 minute point for finishing this part. Jim, then Fred, then Jan. Please be prompt.
Thank you. I'm just curious, Stephanie. I know how difficult the juggling of the money is at the national level, but in terms of further loans from the SBA, I'm just wondering what your assessment is of the possibility of that at this point. I know that the EIDL loan would have been great to not to have to deal with the way we had to. But is that option essentially closed at this point, from your opinion?
It's not closed. We're still doing a deep dive research to make sure to see best how we can fit into the funding requirements that the SBA is looking at right now. So we're just trying to, again, figure out the best way that we can fit into their funding plans. I'm not counting out. We still need to do some research.
Fred, 90 seconds.
Absolutely. Since we're on the stream, I just wanted to say this so that our listeners can hear. The central service payments that have been made so far for the time period November 1st through December 5th is the Pacifica affiliates are $3,200. KPFA is $51,999. KPFK has not made a payment. KPFT has made $11,884. WBAI has not made a payment, and WPFW has paid $25,280. Thank you.
Jan. I also want to give another, sorry, a shout out to WPFW because a new board was needed at KPFK and WPFW donated $10,000 to KPFK to help cover the cost of that board.
Wonderful, wonderful. Jan.
Hi. Is there a plan for Central Services to pay KPFK's rent for the future since KPFK's building had no mortgage or rent payments and virtually all of the proceeds from the building were used to pay Pacifica's and WBAI's debts? And if not, can there be?
Not all of it was used to pay WBAI's debts.
I said Pacifica's. And
okay.
There's only a mere $165,000.
Exactly. What the national office has actually been covering we've been using funds from the proceeds of the sale of the building to help offset the cost of rent. The national office has been covering the cost of that rent even prior. So now we've just dipped into some of those funds to cover the October, November, December rent.
And so I'm asking if there can be a plan to cover future rent since we didn't have rent to pay before and, I think more than $1 million went elsewhere besides KPFK from our building. And the building was a gift to KPFK specifically, from Max Pavlevsky. And I'm just wondering if there's can be a plan to at least for the rent specifically that it can be paid.
Stephanie, do you want to address? That's a question that has come up in the National Finance Committee, very ably presented by Myla.
Well, we're covering their rent. So I don't know what you mean when Central Services cover their rent, that they don't pay Central Services in order for them to pay rent.
No, I'm saying that we
Jan?
Pay Central Services. I'm explaining. She asked me a question. KPFK would pay Central Services, but Central Services would pay our rent where we're located.
Central Services now paying your rent.
Yes, correct.
I know they have been paying my rent.
Right.
Our rent, but I said into the future.
Goal is that we can turn the programming around at KPFK to make sure that we get the listener support that's needed to support the general operating expenses. So since rent is new to KPFK and they've been paying rent since last March, the national office has made sure that their rent has been covered because the focus has been to make sure, as with all the stations, that the people expenses are first. We cover payroll, we cover health benefits, we cover any sort of, consulting fees, even though they don't have any consultants really per se. And then we move into the necessities of what keeps it on the air of electricity, tower.
The time is exhausted this.
Will their central services cover rent? Yeah, we can do that on paper if they start paying central services. But if they can pay, the goal is that they can pay their own rent. We won't force them to pay central services if they can't pay rent. They'll have to pay rent first, and then we then start asking for any sort of central service payments they can make.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes.
Okay. We're now moving on to the next agenda item, and that is committee reports. And I don't know if Irene, there wasn't a meeting, so I'm not sure that there is a report. Perhaps, Stephanie, you can tell us what the timing will be for the audit.
There's some sound coming from somewhere.
Stephanie, can you Can you give just a little background on what the financial information gathering, data gathering is, and when you expect the audit to actually begin?
I am not too sure when the actual audit technically will begin. We've been working with the audit firm even prior to us. We haven't paid them anything yet, but we have been working with them for the past few months with an extensive list that they sent to us. And it's the same list that they send us every year, basically, of everything that needs to be pulled. So I did share that with the audit committee and forwarded them the list. It's an Excel spreadsheet of, I don't know, like maybe 110 or 120 different items that need to be pulled from each of the divisions. So we've been working with the divisions for quite some time and getting that information ready. I would anticipate that they will probably start within the next, you know, couple of weeks. Again, we've been sending them things already, so it's kind of been this ongoing process.
Okay.
Estimating that it will probably be finished by June.
Okay. The next is the finance committee and okay.
I have a question.
It was the audit committee. What's your question, Serene? 90 seconds.
So I have two questions for you, Stephanie. One is, can you send the PNB that list of the spreadsheet that you just mentioned so we can get an idea of what the auditors require?
Sure.
And the second thing is, I was looking at the breakdown of the money spent, and I see that we paid $104,000 in fees to ASCAP and BMI. I know we get the music rights free if we qualify for the CPB, and we can't get the CPB until we get the AFRs. And looking, it's a way back. But what's the process for dealing with those old AFRs? What I know you had mentioned that, like,
so Serene, this is really going back to the ED's report where we have exhausted that conversation.
No,
Serene, Stephanie, can you please respond quickly to Serene's comment, which is out of schedule?
The AFRs that you're referring to are not the same as our audited financial statements that we need to do as a nonprofit. The AFRs that are connected with the CPB is the CPB's own forms, AFR forms, that need to be done to mm-hmm. show how we've spent their funds. And so with CPB, we need to go back and do the AFRs from, I believe it was 2013 or 2007 forward. So they're two separate things. Our audited financial statements are different.
I'm asking, what is your plan for dealing with that so we can get back into CPB?
Okay, so then let me just tell you, we are at time certain for the end of the open session. So Serene, you're up against the time frame, and everybody spoke too long about the agenda. Is there a motion to go into closed session?
So moved.
Jan Goodman
seconds.
Jan Goodman seconds.
Okay, great. I think we may need to take a vote on this. Will people accept that we go into closed session, or do we need to take a vote?
I object.
Jim?
Yeah, I object. I want to be recorded if I object to go into closed session.
Okay. So please, Madam Secretary, record that Jim Dingman objects. Okay, we are now going into closed session.
I also object. She could have.
Okay, record please that Serene and Jim object.